BetterHealthNow.com.
Did you feel the brunt of Irene? Is your backyard flooded? How about that basement? Did a tree almost hit your house? Are there limbs all over the place? And you got to get up in the morning and clean it all up. It is about the cleanup in the East Coast and receding waters, one would hope, depending on where you live. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Location, location, location. It all depends where you live, further inland or perhaps on the coastal areas, as to how much damage you might be dealing with in the wake of Irene. One thing's for sure, while the winds were something terrible, 50, 60 miles an hour, and in Canada, our friends to the north are now experiencing those winds. It's a tropical storm, but still pretty brutal winds. Nothing like the possibility of a Andrew-like hurricane that they felt in Miami, if you remember, in the early 90s. When you talk about a Category 4, Category 5, what that would have been would be like a bomb that was just dropped up and down the East Coast. So not to belittle the damage that is out there, because it's in the billions for sure if you wanted to put a price tag on it, but it still was nothing what it could have been. And I think some of that is because people evacuated. Some of the disaster, you have 20-plus people killed overall when you go up and down the coastline, but I think that number could have even been bigger, especially in North Carolina and in some of the parts of the Jersey Shore, too, where you had very, very high surf and you saw rocks that jetted out, you know, jetties out into the water and whatnot that were just completely covered over. Governor Chris Christie from New Jersey was very outspoken. He said leading into the weekend, I mean, this is exactly what he said, unhinged, get the hell out of the Jersey Shore. And the reporters just laughed. He was just so blunt and adamant that people needed to clear out. There was mandatory evacuations. I have a friend that has a place at the Jersey Shore. They couldn't get into the shore to close up their stuff because nobody was getting in. Everybody was tossed out for the most part. Some diehards decided to stay and try to ride it out. But here's the governor talking about Irene.
The good news is we didn't see any type of visible destruction to homes along the beach. By the end of tonight, the state shelters will be basically empty. Don't think that this crisis is over just because the storm has passed. If your emergency managers and your municipalities tell you that you're in a dangerous area, then please evacuate the area. Flash floods are one of the things that killed the young woman in Salem County during the morning. If you don't have to go to work tomorrow, don't go to work tomorrow. Tomorrow on New Jersey Transit, all transit service will be suspended, ironically, except for the Atlantic City Rail Line.
Yeah, so he took it pretty seriously, like he said, because of the cleanup and everything else. And he is right. Christie's right when he talks about the flash floods. You think it's okay, and then you turn your back, and the next thing you know, disaster strikes. Also, power outages. 4 million people without power. Maybe you're one of them. Are you listening to me by the grace of a generator? Because you were smart enough to at least have one, and that's kicked in. I want to hear your stories, so I'm going to give you the digits right at the top. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Here's the Prez talking about the power.
Power may be out for days in some areas, and we will support our state and local partners in every way that we can as they work to restore power in those areas.
So it is more about the flood threat than anything else, and the power, which you just heard there, 21 people at least dead in Canada right now at this point, and all the warnings for the East Coast, that's gone. It's about rain and a flood, and we all know how serious the floods can be. So transit in New Jersey shut down, airports in New York opening up. Stock markets are going to be open on Monday, and a lot of what they thought would be closed down is open. The people in New York, a lot of them, I'm talking especially New York City, are complaining that it didn't turn into much. So why was there all this hype? Because they could have kept open some of the public transportation. There's some people who own stores, big retailers, who weren't too pleased by the city being pretty much shut down, because that's what it was like, killing off some of their business, thus adding to the lore of Manhattan that, hey, Southside Seaport, which is right by the Brooklyn Bridge on the Manhattan side, or any of the things that normally tourists would probably be taking in, they weren't, because it was too inconvenient to get to New York City. It was almost impossible, but certainly by rail and whatnot, you could not do it. So, you know, I think the speed of the wind was the real mystery and the real killer. Some of you might have experienced that just a short while ago, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. You look at the track of the hurricane and you're focused on the numbers. What number is it? But it's the speed. Speed kills, just like they say in the car, speed kills when it comes to a tropical storm and what it can ultimately do to those pocket areas. And that's exactly what's happened to many of the homes in along the Duck and some of the other areas, Kill Devil and whatnot in NC. In Vermont, I know a lot of you are underwater as well. Your basements are flooded. You're dealing with flash flood. You're dealing with all those kind of things, although most of it must have subsided by now. So the tropical storm, Irene, was not a pleasant one either, but certainly not like what hit the Bahamas, a Category 3. Nothing like that. By the time Irene smashed into New York, it was a tropical storm. So not the big bad wolf that was predicted. You know, by Friday, there were a lot of predictions about days and locations and miles and all that kind of stuff. And some of it was off and some of it was pretty right on. By the way, we've got to announce this. Japan's ruling party elected a finance minister, Noda, as the new chief. This is important because we look at the economic situation and this across the world and how it affects all of us in our backyard. They pick someone like that, and what happens is it affects the news on the market positively or negatively. And this probably disappointment, only from the little bits and pieces that I've read about Noda, it should be really kind of a seamless deal as far as the finance minister is concerned. You know, now, of course, you move on from then. He's pretty much known as, and he might become the next prime minister. Most likely that's what happens here. He's known as a fiscal conservative, and he's got a lot of challenges, that's for sure. The economy, the reconstruction after the tsunamis, the nuclear crisis. Speaking of candidates, we're going to make sure we throw this in. You know, I am a poll princess, my friends. What does it say about the Prez over the weekend? Were his numbers up? Were his numbers down? Were they somewhere in between? Do you even care? Why should you care? I'm going to tell you about that next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Here's how you can do it. You can get to me, Kate Delaney, by going to AmericaTonight.net, clicking on the email, and bada bing, you are in. Obama is not in, according to the AP-GFK poll. Have you heard of this poll that comes out? Yes. You know, I mean, you look at the rolling numbers and all that kind of stuff, but analysis of this includes the latest survey that was released last week shows that the Prez has lost ground among all those groups that I'm going to mention here since he took office. Whites and women, they supposedly they're a re-election problem for the president. Younger voters and liberals, but to a much lesser extent than the two I just mentioned. That's all part of the whole Democratic voter pool that will be costly to Obama if he loses too much ground. But he has lost some ground among the group since he took office. So he's a little bit vulnerable in this campaign. Remember, in his win over John McCain, he put together a base of support from across, really, the political spectrum. He got Democratic loyalists, independents, first-time voters, all that sort of stuff. It's going to be higher this, you know, harder, rather, this time around. And with high unemployment, that's got to be dragging down those numbers. His overall standing slid because it was a rough summer with the borrowing limit and what are we going to do, the debt ceiling. The poll shows, anyway, here's the number you care, 46% now approve of the job the president is doing, down from 52 in June. He's going to have to win over some people, for sure, the independents. But I don't know, well, it depends on who the Republicans put up there, too. This is why that third party just seems to get more and more attractive to me. But I think it's at least 10 years down the road. Ronnie in Utah. I don't think Ronnie in Utah is having any problems with Irene. Hey, Ron.
Oh, no, no, no problems at all. The only poll that this president needs to take is where you did it in high school. It's called pole vaulting. Pole vault is gluteus maximus out of there, and he can have one of those 18-hour garter belts on, and when he lands, hope he can land on his gluteus maximus and you don't squeeze the Charmin.
You're so bad. Oh, between the jokes of you and Dan, I'm telling you, Ronnie. Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. The poll numbers really are showing that they keep dropping. 52 to 46, that's a pretty big drop.
Did you listen to him, though? Listen to your state and local officials. They'll try to have the power back on in a few days. then he goes, well, we're going to try and pass this deal on this carbon tax deal so that we can shut down all these coal-fired power plants, and then we can ration your power, but we're trying to save you, because there's only one of me and many of you, but I'm still in control.
I like your interpretation. We're going to have to hire you to be a translator. Here's what the president really said in the eyes of Ronnie. Thanks, Ronnie. You know, it is troublesome. The people that are trying to get the president elected would be, I think, very concerned. So you have women, you have whites, women, younger voters, liberals. I mean, that's a big chunk of the voters out there for Obama. So maybe it's not as much of a layup as I thought. You know, in talking to both Democratic and Republican strategists to get a feel for this election, the one key Democratic strategist that I've talked to really made me believe that the president is worried about election possibilities for those reasons that were just mentioned. And, you know, this all goes back to the trying to please so many people. And why do you care about this? You care about this because it is a government of we the people. I say that all the time, and not to be like a broken record or like I'm lecturing you, but it's true. And I think we don't sometimes take that to heart. I also say that there is no doubt in my mind that you care about this issue, that you're still furious about Congress and all the nonsense with the debt ceiling and what to do and grandstanding. And I mean, just, of course, it was over the top. Over the top. And my theory is that we have these common denominators, and you've heard me talk about that before, where you can always talk about the weather. You're in an awkward situation and you're having this encounter with somebody and the weather is a perfect thing to open with. But the thing that most people are talking about from 20s to 40s, 50s is the country, is Congress, all of that. And here's my example. Remember, I'm living in parched earth because Texas has become like the Wild West that you see in the movies. Everything is brown. Everybody's packing. Everything is brown. And there's no end in sight, despite rain dances and everything else. So I was running around. I had to go. Do you ever have to do this? First of all, someone explain this to me. I don't get the notary public thing. What does the notary public do? I could hand them false documents and they say, okay, oh, yeah, there you go. And they punch the notary thing on it. And you pay whatever, $10 for that. Are you kidding? So I'm just throwing it out there. I don't get the notary public. But I had to go get something notarized. So I go to get it notarized. And there's a guy that's standing in line. And he had a whole bunch of stuff in his hand. And he was really nice. He said, oh, no, you look official. And it was only because I had a dress on, so I looked dressed up, okay? So he says, because I wasn't official, he said, you go in front of me. So I was like, are you sure? Yeah. So I go in front of him. And sure enough, the weather comes up. And he said something to me about Irene or whatever. And I said, oh, yeah, I have family there. And I'm glad, you know, in one sense, I'm not back there. And immediately he said, well, I hope Irene hits Washington. Just wipe it off the map. And, of course, he was referring to politics, and I said, you're not happy with the politics in D.C. Proving my point that in all of our everyday lives, what are people talking about? The weather and how upset they are with the politicians. Nobody's happy. Jay in Kentucky. Hello. Welcome to America Tonight, Jay. How are you?
How you doing, Kate?
Good, man.
Hey, if you remember a speech the president was having about a week or 2 weeks ago, he was talking about how the American people are fed up with Congress not being able to come together and all this crap. Well, personally, I'm glad Congress can't come together because in my eyes, that's just business as usual. That's what the president wants. He's trying to blame this downgrade on Congress. It's take a look at your checkbook. That's where the downgrade is. I mean, if I'm spending more than I'm bringing in and keep borrowing money, pretty soon I'm not going to be able to borrow any money. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
They're trying to pull the wool over the American people's eyes, and I think everybody in America is keying up to it. That's why his approval rating is dropping, because they're all sick of it.
Absolutely. I agree with you. That's what everybody's talking about. It doesn't matter if you're...
One more quick thing, and I'll listen off air. He's talking about the rich need to pay their fair share.
Yeah.
Well, if you had a pie and had eight people wanting a piece of this pie, fair share would be equal parts, correct? Equal percentages. Well, if he wants the rich to pay their fair share, I guess they would have to lower their taxes, which then would free up capital for them to reinvest in the company, do more hiring. So I guess in a sense he is right. The rich pay their fair share, the economy would get rolling again. Enjoy the show, Kate. I'll listen off air.
All right, Jay. Good point. Touche. Yeah, this is the one thing that keeps getting thrown out there over and over and over and over and over again. Yeah, we absolutely know that. By the way, in saying the fair share, I'm telling you, I'm for a fair tax or a flat tax. Do it that way. You want to talk about fair, then it's fair across the board. The problem is if you suggest it now, it's like, oh, no. Can't do that now because we're so far in debt that it wouldn't make sense. We've got to keep going down this path and... we'll close up those loopholes. But every time anything they close up or whatever they do is definitely always directed to people who are making maybe even okay money, but not great money. They're really the middle class. They're stuck in between. You know, so who's zooming here? Who? Jay, he's a smart guy. Ronnie's a smart guy. All of you up and down the line. They're not fooling anyone with what they're doing in Washington. They're still on break, by the way, officially. Until after Labor Day. We're checking the mailbag next on ATN.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to herbalhealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60-cap summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We have a long time to talk about that. Oh, boy. 2012. Yep. Think about it. In August, this would have already passed, this event, but the Republican National Convention would be over now at this point, and because that's when it's coming on. Tampa, Florida. We will be broadcasting from there, as my family lives not too far. Pretty easy to just go down there and be a part of that and see what's cooking. By then, the field will have narrowed, and I wonder who's still going to be standing and who has fallen by the wayside. I have some easy predictions. Newt Gingrich, boy, he really wants it, but there's no way. He's much better anyway, I think, as a pundit and a book writer. He's got some good books out, actually. No matter if you're, honestly, even if you're left of left, there would be things you could pull out of Newt Gingrich's book. I'm not kidding you. I'm not kidding you. So, he's gone. I think Bachman is, maybe Bachman makes it to the convention, but I don't know that, my prediction is she wouldn't be the nominee, but maybe she does make it to the convention. Then it's a question of Huntsman. He's gone. I don't see it. John Huntsman, no way. There's going to be others that are going to come in and out of it. Santorum, he's gone. Perry and Romney could be the last guys standing, perhaps. Maybe. Then it's a question of what separates the two ultimately politically, and there's a lot that separates them. Separation from the water is what a lot of people in the East Coast with the major flooding are hoping for because it's bailing. So Janet Napolitano, she is the Homeland Security, the Office of Homeland Security, talked about looking at the damage and, you know, what the assessments are.
Damage assessments are already underway. I spoke to Governor Perdue of North Carolina this morning. As the storm clears the East Coast, we will be conducting damage assessments with our state partners in all of the affected states.
All right, so with the state partners, you know, pick a poison, pick a place, up and down the entire East Coast. For once, the Midwest is not dealing with tornadoes. Everything that happened, remember, Alabama. There has been so much tornado damage in this country. The flyover states got a break. You got a break. You got some good weather. Not too blazing hot and not too cold. Mm-hmm. We're going to head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
I know it gets old when I say this, but can I hear it again?
You have mail, mistress.
Matt Johnson, he is so good, isn't he? We thank him for his fine work here on America Tonight. Behind every great woman on the air is a great man. He has no reaction to that. He's on 10-hour energy. That's what happens. People who work on this show have to have 10-hour energy. Matt, is it true that you're on your second bottle of 5-hour energy?
It's pretty close to that, I think. This is what happens, though. The weekend comes and goes quick, and then it starts up on Sunday for us. We don't get that the grace day of Sunday that everyone else has.
Well, I know you feel like I do. You like the idea of a third party, and automatically the guy or the woman who gets my vote is the person who has Americans work in a 3-day work week.
I'm all right with that.
Maybe four. How about four, and then we get three off?
There you go.
Exactly. We need to recover from the weekend. I only hope many of you listening feel the same way. Probably some of you do because you had to deal with the Irene situation, and if you're not flooded out, you were tensed about it. You know, this is the thing, and this is the thing that got some people upset. Because they're watching, they're constantly watching the tube, and they're watching the tracking maps, and they're doing all that. So, and they see the shots of the Bahamas, so you're stressing out because you're anticipating that your house is going to be flattened. There's just no way. It's going to be a miracle if you walk out of that house. And a lot of people felt that way, like this one. We got one here from Ginny listening to us in New York. Kate, I heard a little earlier a woman named Patricia. Bravo to her, first of all, for listening to you with the generator on. Good for her. She's got to be liking America Tonight. You were right about the flooding. There's a lot of flooding in New York. It depends on where you were in New York. If you're in a high-rise in Manhattan, you were absolutely fine. But if you're in a low-lying area, you might have seen a lot of water. However, most of the people in my neck of the woods are upset with Bloomberg because they don't understand why things were closed down. They didn't think it was necessary. Here's another one from Grizzly. Grizzly says, "Yo, America Tonight, I have to second that emotion about the flyover states, as you call them. I'm from a flyover state, and I am so happy we did not get Irene, although we certainly weren't predicted to get it. I think it's good news that did not happen." And here's another one. This one is from Virginia, who says, "Obama facing some trouble with the key voters. I love these polls that you do, Kate, because you know what I've been noticing? There is a trend. No matter what you say about polls or margins, the number keeps dropping. There has to be something to it. He gets down to the 30s, I say he's completely toast." You know what? I agree with you. If it dropped all the way to the 30s, I'd say he'd have some serious problems to deal with. You know, still in the 40s, there's still room. There's still kick time. Let's go to Mark in New York. Hey, Mark.
Hey, can I give two non-sequiturs before I get to my main point?
Absolutely.
There's a guy at the University of Florida named Andrew Rensler. He's a professor. He's designing a carbon nanotube vertical organic light-emitting transistor. I'm reading a new issue of Maximum Tech magazine because I don't have a smartphone. I was thinking of buying one. I don't have a computer also. Most people can hardly believe that because I got so much stuff on my mind.
Right.
But they're going to have roll-up screens for the phones, flexible screens. This is absolutely amazing.
It is amazing.
Coming down the pipe. It's almost scary. I just wish I could go back to being a 20-year-old and go back to college and become
and learn it.
The reason I don't get into it is because I have so many other hobbies. But at any rate, I just figured all these listeners will think I'm a big dummy. I'm not. I read that magazine. Really quick, for your folks listening on the East Coast, I can't say for the Long Island Railroad, but the Metro North is not going to be running tomorrow. There's been tracks flooded in different parts of the area, and the track crews are out. And the electric trains have the motors underneath the axles, the lower part of the train. They can't run through the water. Third rail is buried. I'm not giving you any inside information. I'm just telling you, whatever you hear,
Sure. Trains
won't be running tomorrow, so it's going to be a nightmare. And as far as the flyover, well, they always get hammered, hurricanes and dust storms and everything else.
I know.
Listening that Nebraska still hasn't recovered from the flooding that they had.
No.
But 4 million people out of power here, and when I got my snowblower fixed, I walked by a generator. I said, you know what, I should buy a generator. Of course, I didn't buy one, but I got to thank Con Ed over here in New York because we never lost power in my neighborhood. One of the rivers came to the bottom of this highway bridge that they shut off. I never saw it that high. I've been here all my life, and it's never been that high. But for the most part, people have taken it in stride. But there are a lot of people who are hammered now. There's 4 million, 5 million without power. It may take a week. And, us New Yorkers and East Coasters, we're a cranky bunch, They have to have their power.
And absolutely.
I saw a lot of people in the hardware store paying exorbitant prices for batteries, and I said to one woman, does anybody have candles anymore? I have candles at home. And I saw people stocking up on food, not to be nasty or anything, but some of the people that were stocking up on food could stand to go a week or two without having any food, you know what I mean? I know it sounds terrible, but I mean, come on, how many gallons of milk and ice cream do you need? Come on,
Yeah, touche. They had pandemonium is what it was described as in Philadelphia in one of the supermarkets because of Hurricane Irene. And you're right. It was going to be a day and a half maybe or something. And they said that people were arguing over ice cream and flashlights and bottled water and all kinds. They call it comfort food.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sure most people had what they needed. You get a loaf of bread, some peanut butter a week before it happens. Get some protein mix, whey protein.
Right.
And some, if you have to, some ice water or water. I mean, you're not going to starve. Let me just say this. I know we jumped all around. Another guy had mentioned that he was the economist. He was upset that the reporting, and I got all involved with it too because I have to help a neighbor. I got my chainsaw running in case the trees come down. They didn't come down in my neighborhood. But he's worried that the next storm, which may be even worse, will kind of lull people into a sense of, it won't be that bad. And when the crap really hits the fan. So, America, if you can, I know I'm talking a lot of stuff here, get that generator next time. Stock up on the stuff that you think dried pasta is good and have some water. I mean, it's it wasn't as bad in some places. The people that lost their homes and lost their lives, it's been terrible. But, this stuff happens. And one thing I will say about the people, the feds, they said, get ready to take care of yourself. Don't count on us. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. You got to count on yourself. All right. Thanks, Mark. Good call. He gave you a great update for a lot of you listening in Connecticut and other places coming into the city. Don't count on that transportation. They're saying it's going to be open, but a lot of that's going to be down. So don't count on getting there. Count on a lot of problems. Stay with us.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Some good advice from Mark, something that we talk about all the time on this show. Remember I said last week, for those of you who just pop in and out of America tonight, I said that I'm as guilty as the next person. I'm always preaching about, you know, you want to be prepared for the emergency so that you don't get stuck in these crazy situations where you have to run out like a maniac, fight the crowds to just scramble to get light sources and generators and whatever else you would need if everything shut down. So I did that. It was maybe a week ago or a week and a half ago, whenever it was, and I got a bunch of flashlights and a generator, all that stuff, so that I'd actually have it. If something happened, I wouldn't be lost in the dark. That is a scary feeling when you are feeling the walls, trying to make your way around, figure out, yeah, what drawer did I put? Where's those matches? Where's that? I think I have a lighter somewhere. Yeah, you don't want to put yourself in that situation, especially if you're dealing with some kind of a flood or who knows what else is going on in the house or even the apartment. If you live in an apartment, it can be worse because you might live somewhere up, you know, two, second level, third level, whatever, and you might have to go out. You might have to leave the apartment because who knows what's dripping down off the roof or whatever. And, I mean, actually, that happened to me one time where there was a flood and it came through the walls. But it didn't happen in the middle of the night. That was the good thing there. So you really, it's easy. It's an easy thing to do to flip through a Home Depot or a Lowe's or a local hardware store or whatever and just grab this stuff so you're not caught in these crazy, you know, situations. So we mixed it up a little bit here. We've been talking a lot about Irene, and we know that, you know, like the federal government says, the federal government is in Washington is open following the brush with the hurricane over the weekend. Of course, Washington didn't get it that badly. Virginia, parts of Virginia did, and there was a little bit of the remnants of Irene, and there was the rain and all that, but not what they predicted there either, because remember, this was a tropical storm, but because you had the amount of rain you had, it certainly was wet, and it certainly would be deadly if you got caught in a flash flood or you decided you were going to surf with these crazy high waves in North Carolina, and ultimately expensive to do whatever it takes to do the cleanup. And this cleanup is probably going to take at least a couple of days. Tomorrow's Monday, or it's Monday now, so then you look forward to Thursday, and by Thursday, probably some of these areas, the sogginess, all of that would be cleared up by then. So it's not as bad as people thought it was going to be, but it's still going to take some time to get back to normal. And we've talked about the down power lines and the problems that people are having. The exact damage, of course, is not known. We know it's in the billions of dollars. It has to be just by the amount of people affected up and down the coastline. But you know, how many boats were torn from the moorings? How many basements were flooded? How many houses were destroyed? How many trees were strewn about? How many power lines went down? You know, I don't have a crystal ball, and I'm not clairvoyant, so, and none of us are, so I can't tell you that exact number. But we know it's pretty darn bad. You can tell, because this is radio, but the pictures are everywhere. You know, we live in a era now where in an instant you can have pictures of what's going on, and you can see that there's pictures of floods all over the place in Hatteras Island, North Carolina, and in other parts of New York and New Jersey. The Atlantic City boardwalk, part of that looked like it was partially underwater, and some of the beach is there and some of the beach isn't there. Erosion is always a big factor when you have situations like this. And I mentioned this in my own neighborhood where I grew up. A lot of side streets were closed and major highways, the Jersey Turnpike, Interstate 295, which is a very big one. It stretches for along New Jersey up through, you know, getting closer to New York. And they even had a 5-ton truck. They used that truck to get people away from their houses in near the Passaic River, because that crested on Sunday night. And the same thing in Massachusetts. They're trying to help people that were in those low-lying areas get out of there. So the commute into Manhattan, the commute into Washington could be a gnarly one. The subways, you got about 8 million people on average weekday that use the subways in New York City. And, of course, it was an unbelievable shutdown. They shut that down on Sunday. You had stoplights. I forget what the number was. They thought it was at least 150 stoplights in Baltimore, Washington, that were out. So that's as to the confusion and the hazards of that. And as far as the rain, 6 inches to a foot, depending on the area. If you had the runoff or you didn't have the runoff or, you know, whatever that, wherever you live, it would just be that possibility. So there was evacuations. There might have been a lot of hype. In some places, it paid off for people who bolted, and others, you know, it was just a major headache. I wanted to make sure that we caught up on a couple of things, including this Gaddafi stuff. The story that just will not go away. 42 years, the guy's the dictator. February, all that stuff happens in Libya. And now here we are, the chase is on. And, you know, ultimately, I say the chase is on, but here's what you have. You've got the people who are loyal to Gaddafi, the loyalists, who killed arbitrarily, just shot people over the past week. Just boom, they just take them out, right? Like it was a video game, to be honest, from the descriptions that I heard. And then you have the so-called rebels who now have really opened up their control in Tripoli. And so theoretically, right, that's good because you don't have these civilians being picked off in the street because you had these fighters that were just opening fire and throwing grenades. I mean, you'd have a group of people and they just, boom, throw grenades into the crowd. How awful, you know, is that? And there are a bunch of human rights groups that are on the ground, and I guess they are getting information and they've seen this firsthand, some of the things that have happened, some of the people that are getting in the way, so to speak, and are just being picked off. But, you know, you keep asking the same question, this elusiveness, this, you know, of where do we go from here ultimately, who jumps into power, and what happens with happens with Gaddafi? Do you think that you know, this chase, this wild chase, is there ever, I guess there's not going to be a surrender, and here you just have more killing going on. So the more this drags out, it's that much worse for the people, because they're still caught in the crossfire of this. You have people that are trying to flee, and they're looking for food or whatever, and there is a chance they could just get killed. So no joke, this has to be flushed out soon, or more people are going to wind up, unfortunately, not among the living because of what's now been drawn out for way too long. All right, if you had a chance to purchase Dick Cheney's book, would you be curious from his point of view to hear what he had to say? Now everybody kind of has some thoughts on what Cheney's talking about, including the former Secretary of State Colin Powell, who was a talking head on Sunday and said, you know, these are just cheap shots that the vice president is taking in his memoir, as he accused Colin Powell of a few things. And one thing that he said in exchange is no heads are exploding in Washington, that this is old rehashed stuff that we've known about for 7-8 years. So is In My Time just a rehash, or is Dick Cheney a renegade? Oh, there's something to think about.
This constant bickering is going to put me in a coma.